انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Hail Your Voice on 90s FM.
Hail Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم سبت الساعة 10 لربع بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Hail Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Saturday, 9:45 p.m., this show presents you a unique, famous, and underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, we'll talk about the band's history and each band's album's process best I can. In today's episode, we'll talk about a band that has been formed in 2007 by two members from London, England, which became four members due to multiple life lineup changes. As one of the members is American, this band is one of the most underrated bands, and we'll discuss their history as best I can, and especially their latest album was released last year. Their musical styles are progressive metal and djent. Moreover, although there's no specific and detailed musical influences, the musical influences are closest to Meshuggah and Tool. Okay, let's take a break with an 8th track from their debut album. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lanise Simmery on 90s FM. This was regenerated by Monuments in each track from their debut album, Genosis, which was released on August 28, 2012, and was produced by guitarist himself, John Brown. Monuments' current lineup consists of vocalist and Sizek, guitarist and only original founding member, John Brown, bassist Werner Erkelenis, and drummer Mike Malian. Let's get into a brief history of Monuments. Monuments was originally formed by guitarist John Brown and guitarist vocalist Joshua Travis. They released two demo albums with drummer Mike Malian, who joined the band. Although from 2010 to 2011, there were multiple vocal lineup changes until original member John Brown recruited the rhythm guitarist Ollie Steele, bassist Adam Swan, and vocals Matt Rose, and the band got signed with Century Media Records. The album's lyrics were written by former vocalist Greg Bope, Nima Ascari, before they departed due to disagreements in 2011. And Rose rewrote all the album's lyrics, although there was an issue that aroused when Monuments intended to release song Memoirs featuring a memorable chorus whose lyrics and melody were written by Nima Ascari and Joe Garrett. Eventually, it was released as a digital single after the album's release, with all profits going to the charity of Ascari and Garrett's choosing. In 2013, they took part in the Europlast European tour, and there was another European tour until in March, vocalist Matt Rose left due to disagreements, and he was replaced by former Periphery member Chris Barreto in July 2013. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back. We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lamy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Origin of Escape, a second single and a second track from their second album, Demonesis, which was released on June 23rd, 2014, and was produced once again by Brown. The album takes its title from the novel Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell. While according to an interview with the Heavy blog, It's Heavy interview, Brown explained that the album's lyrics refer to a samsara cycle, saying the cyclical existence of life that we're all bound to. Chris has written an entire story around the lyrics. Maybe that will see the light one day. It's a story of samsara. Let's continue. The Monuments toured in Europe from 2014-2015 until in August 2015. Drummer Mike Malian announced that he was leaving the band due to his injuries on his back and shoulder, and he was replaced by former Intervals drummer Anoop Sestari. On June 16th, 2016, Anoop Sestari announced on his Facebook page that he was amicably leaving the band. Although he returned in 2018 to record drums for a new album, Phronesis, which would be the last feature for Chris Barreto and Ollie Steele. Moreover, this album has received positive reviews from critics. In support of the release of the new album, Monuments performed the 31-day tour of the United Kingdom and Europe over October and November with main support from Vola. In January 2019, Monuments will be performing in New Zealand and in Australian multi-date music festival Progfest as a headliner. On July 1st, 2019, Monuments announced that Chris Barreto had departed the band due to personal reasons. Also, they announced Andy Sizek, who is a vocalist of Mikari, Wanda, and Temana, which we'll talk about in one of his bands in one of our next episodes. Won't give you spoilers, so keep your ears open as their fill-in vocalist for the rest of the tour. Until on October 11th, 2019, they announced that Andy Sizek is now their permanent vocalist. Sorry for this. And in less than 2 months later, former drummer Mike Malian returned to the band. Okay, let's take a break with a single that marked as a new era for Monuments. We'll be back. Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lonely Simmery on 90s FM. This was Animus, announced an album single that released on January 24th, 2020. And this single marked as Andy Cizik's debut with Monuments and the return of a drummer, Mike Malians, after almost five years. The background meaning is, according to the post of Facebook, Andy Cizik said, "Hey y'all, we're excited to show you our new track, Animus." Lyrically, the song explores overcoming anxiety, embracing your burdens, and letting them flourish into a positive driving force. Thus, these demons become animus. Thanks for listening. Let's continue. 2 months later, that month with the beginning of COVID-19, the music scene has suffered as most bands postponed tours until on March 21st, 2021. Monuments released another unknown album single, Dead Nest, which was inspired lyrically from a video game. And on July 12th the same year, rhythm guitarist Ollie Steele departed the band to pursue other musical projects. In January 2022, they announced the release of the fourth album, In Stasis, which will be released on April 15th, and it features with producer Mick Gordon, Spencer Soletto, from Periphery, and former Monuments vocalist Nima Askari. This album received positive reviews, as I recommend you to listen to this album, as this album is best album in 2022. This album's lyrical theme is a culmination of our greatest triumphs and our deepest struggles. We hope it resonates with you and brings you closer to equilibrium. Equilibrium. Sorry for this butchering. I don't know why you're portraying names, the words a lot, according to Metal Injection. On January 31st this year, Monuments announced on social media that bassist Adam Swan departed from Monuments to pursue his environmental efforts with soil ecology and agriculture, and he was replaced by Dutch bassist Werner Erkelenis of Aviations. Keep your eyes open for their updates, because they release a new music. No need to worry, because Andy Cizik really fits in Monuments automatically. As unfortunately, we're reaching to our closing time, but before it ends, I'll leave you with Opiate, my personal favorite, fourth track from their 2022 album, In Stasis. Okay, write down your messages, your opinions on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you're enjoying this episode. You rock, and I hail your voice. Have a great night. Salam.